Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of And I Love Her by Marie Force, performed by Christina Traister. Chapter 1. Business opportunities are like buses. There's always another one coming. Sir Richard Branson, founder of Virgin Group. When her sister and brother-in-law said they wanted to talk to her at the diner Monday evening, Megan Kane assumed they were going to tell her they were finally expecting the niece or nephew she'd wanted for as long as they'd been married. But the words that came from Brett and Nina in stuttering, halting sentences had nothing to do with babies. Moving overseas, selling the diner. So sorry to do this to you. It was an amazing opportunity. We couldn't say no. You can come with us. Nina seemed crushed to be delivering this news to her baby sister, who was almost 28 and hardly a baby anymore. I'd love that. We could run around and explore together while Brett is at work. It would be so fun. Megan shook off the shock and found her voice. No, you've been taking care of me since you were 22, Neen. It's time to go live your life. I'll be fine.
We really do mean it when we say you should come with us, Brett said.
He was always so kind to her, never once in all these years acting as if her tight bond with his wife was a problem for him. I can't do that. I can't crash your party. I've been around your necks long enough as it is.
You're hardly around our necks, Megan, Nina said.
We could have so much fun. Would you think about it before you automatically say no, please?
Fine.
Megan said what her sister needed to hear. I'll think about it.
Great,
Nina said, beaming with pleasure at the small victory.
If you decide to stay here, we'll help you find another job, Brett said. Maybe the new owners of the diner would want to keep you on. They'd be crazy not to.
He'd been a terrific brother-in-law to her since he married her sister 9 years ago. A teacher at a nearby boys' prep school, he'd apparently applied for overseas positions in the past, but they'd never materialized until now. Work at Nina's diner without Nina? Unthinkable. I'll figure something out. You guys don't need to worry about me.
Of course we'll worry about you, Meg.
Nina reached for her sister's hand across the table. I don't know how not to worry about you. It's probably time I got a life of my own. Megan tried to stay calm even as she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?